Welcome back. The topic we plan on doing to start with is Hilchos Tzedakah. We'll be going into Hilchos Maasek Sofim as well. There's a lot of Tzedakah Maasek, just one sif in the whole Hilchos Tzedakah, but nevertheless, there's a lot to talk about. I feel a little uncomfortable talking about Hilchos Tzedakah, because I feel I myself need improvement on it. I hope that I myself, as well with the Olam, will be able to upgrade the quality of how we give tzedakah and whatever goes along with the oif and the sinasa. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Gemara in Daf Tesim at Beis, talking about Yirmiyah Navi, the Gemara says, "My diksev you mukshalom lefenecha beis abcha asay behem." What does it mean? You mukshalom lefenecha. Yirmiyah is trying to curse the bnei anshei anosis. Anshei anosis were people who were kafi toiv to Yirmiyah or mevakish nafshay, and Yirmiyah gave them a curse. What was his curse? His curse was "V'yu mukshalom lefenecha." It should be mukshalom lefenecha. Be'ez abcha asay behem. At the time of your wrath, at the time of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, that's when he should take an accounting with anshei anosis. What does it mean? Zok to Gemara, Amr Yirmiyah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, afilu b'sho'a shekoifen es yitzran u'mevakshin lasis tzedaka lefenecha hakshilam bevnei odom she'enon mehugonim kedei shelo yikablu aleim schar. Yirmiyah's curse was is that even when they're holding by giving tzedakah and they're giving tzedakah, make sure that the aniyim who are coming to them are not roi, and therefore there will be fake, quote unquote, fake collectors or empty causes, and therefore even though they're giving, they're doing a mais and they're seeing the tzedakah, they're not going to get schar for that tzedakah. It's damn amazing. In the Sragish, when I see the Gemara, it's damn amazing that what's the curse that a Navi has in mind. The curse is that when you give tzedakah, you shouldn't get schar. I could think of a lot of other, maybe, curses that I would have said, but that's a curse from a Navi. Pashipshah, why was Yirmiyah cursing them that when they're giving tzedakah, they should be giving tzedakah to people who are unworthy? Stam, make it even easier. They shouldn't be, he's trying to get them on the schus of tzedakah, make an easier curse. Stam, that they shouldn't be zeichah to give tzedakah. They should be on Ashim Kilim, they should be people who fortunately know of those people. I guess we all are to a degree. Stam, you should curse them that they won't be easy and benevolent. They won't be giving tzedakah. Why do you have to dafka curse them like this? They're giving tzedakah, but they should give tzedakah to the wrong cause. I'd like to suggest the Teretz. I'm not sure if the Teretz is 100%, but nevertheless, it's a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud in Matnas Anim says the following: Chayovin onu lizor b'mitzvah tzedakah, yes, in mikol mitzvahs asay. A person who has to be more careful has to be more nizar in the mitzvah of tzedakah more than any other mitzvahs asay. Why? Shat tzedaka simin la tzadiki zera Avram Avinu shenemar ki yedatev l'man asher yitzave esbono v'esbeis ha'akrov. The pasuk goes on, and one of them is obviously lasit tzedaka u'mishpat. So you see that it's a midah of zera Avram to give tzedaka. Memela, the Rambam takes it to mean that therefore it's a more of a chiyuv to give, to be nizer in this mitzvah zaseh than any other mitzvah zaseh there is. It's a chiddush of the Rambam. The Etzem Vod is a Gemara. The Gemara says it's a hallmark of Zera Avram is that we give tzedakah. And Baruch Hashem, everyone here, I'm sure, gives tzedakah in abundance. That's not in the Kudu. Anshei Anosis were Yidin. Clearly they were going to give tzedakah. It's a mitzias. It's a teva HaYisrael. A teva of a Yid is to give tzedakah. Zera Avram. What Yirmiyah's only curse he could curse them was is that when they're giving tzedakah, they should be giving tzedakah to Yumu Shalom Lefanech, they should be giving tzedakah to people who are unworthy. But the insight is everybody gives tzedakah, every year that is, gives tzedakah. The purpose of the shir is then not to talk about, exhort the chiv of giving tzedakah. We all do that. What we're trying to accomplish here, Yad Hashem, in the following weeks, is to upgrade the quality of the oifin, how we give the tzedakah, to know when we're supposed to give tzedakah, and also to know to whom we're supposed to give tzedakah, the milas of the mekablam. What we're trying to do is qualify and improve the way we give tzedakah rather than, oh, you got to give tzedakah. It's clearly not the case. I once told my brother-in-law, he's from Flatbush, and I remember one night he called me up, said there was an amazing parlor meeting last night in Flatbush. What a success. I said, what happened? They were collecting, I forgot what the cause was, but they raised $75,000 in one parlor meeting. It's very impressive. Gerader, that same night here in Lakewood, there was a parlor meeting for an amana. It was going back a number of years ago, and Lakewood raised $200,000 in that parlor meeting. And I told it to him. It blew his mind. It doesn't blow my mind because I see what Lakewood is. I know Lakewood. It blew his mind that here Lakewood, which is not the most affluent community compared to the Flatbush community, how can it be how you're talking? It was almost triple the amount. We know that the Moistis and the Rebbes and everyone's coming to Lakewood to collect tzedakah, maybe even first on the list. Baruch Hashem, we're a very giving community. What I'm trying to accomplish here, what we'll learn, Yad Hashem, is like I said, is trying to improve the way we give the tzedakah. Okay, let's start. Hopefully tonight what we're going to try to accomplish is Reish Mem Zayin and Reish Mem Ches. It's very easy halachas. And Yad Hashem, in the following weeks, we'll concentrate on Hilchos Maisek Sofim and then other Dinei Tzedakah. But Reish Mem Zayin, Reish Mem Ches are more like the Yisoidis, Din Yonim, the Dvarim Musari about giving tzedakah, the chiyuv and the mitzvahs. It's pretty easy. All right, let's start. This is the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah. It says, Goydul Schar Tzedakah Vim Koifin Olam. Sakta Mechaba. Mitzvahs asay litin tzedakah kifi asog is yad. There's a mitzvah that says to give a tzedakah according to the person's ability. V'kame pa'amim, nistavinu b'amim mitzvah that says, it's not just one mitzvah that says, we have many times we have this mitzvah that says to give tzedakah, different forms. V'yesh on top of that nishnadem, v'yesh loisaseh b'malam einov mimeno, sh'nema loisa'ame tzes levavcha, v'loisikbo tzes yodcha. V'chalamalam einov mimeno nikra b'lial, that's a powerful lashon, Okilu oived elilim, oived avidezaru. It's a anshe b'liyal. Uma oid, yesh li zorba, ki efshe shiyova li deshrikas domem. Shiyom is oni amavakech, lo yitin lo miyad, kuv de denoka mishkamzu. Bevos de maisa. It can come into shrikas domem. If you look in the Torah over here, the Torah goes on and on and on about different inyonim in the milos of tzedakah. The Mechabo just gave it just a synopsis of the Torah. It's a major mitzvah, we'll call it. A mitzvah tzedakah. Asay and two lavim. Just to bring out some of the dinim that are rather not discussed. Those halachas in Mitzvah that are discussed in Mefush and the Mechaba later on, I'm going to wait for the Mechaba. But there are inyonim that aren't discussed in the Mechaba. I figure I'll bring it over here that mitzvah, about the mitzvah tzedakah. First of all, it's bavos that we do not make, as we see, we do not make a bracha when we give tzedakah. The challenge is, why not? It's a mitzvah saseh, we should make a bracha like any other mitzvah. Sheikh Alulu, we make a bracha. Many terutzim were said on this kasha, why we don't make a bracha. I'd just like to share with you the Chuvus HaRashba, Rishon's teretz to the kasha. And he says, you say that we only make a bracha on a mitzvah that's b'yodoyit la'asayis. It's up to me to do. It's up to me to shake the lulav, I'll make the bracha. And shaking by mitzvah tzedakah, where we need the oni to be the recipient of the tzedakah, and he might decline to accept the tzedakah, so I cannot make a bracha. It means even if I know that he will accept, but it doesn't make a difference. If it is such a mitzvah, which is tali b'das achayim, I need his willing to accept to accept the tzedakah, therefore there's no chiyuv bracha. Now, that teretz in itself is a geshmaka teretz, but it really doesn't cover all cases. You can have a case of a gabbai tzedakah who you know is willing to accept is no problem. You can have a case where you're giving tzedakah an oifen of mechila, which Mietz Hashem later we will discuss, hopefully, where if an ani owes you money and you're meichelim to be mekayim a mitzvah tzedakah, there it's mamish tali only biyodcha. You're meichel. If he doesn't want, it's tough luck. It was the chayv was nimcha. Nevertheless, sorry? Sana Maisa. Okay. Diva here, Mechilit. All right. But Lamaisa is the Achreinim HaMavur, other Feshidin HaTirutzim. I don't know who said this teretz, but the Welt says this teretz. Maybe more of a Chassidish Avart, but it's a Geshmak Avart, and it's that if you're going to be busy saying, you know, on Yenim's Chejmah, he's chalishing and he needs a piece of bread and he's holding his hand out to get stalker, then you're going to, you know, wash your hands and then make the bracha on his Chejmah. It just doesn't pass out sensitivity towards Ben Adam L'Chaveroi to waste that 15 seconds while he needs. Can you imagine if everybody, when the Shnars would come in the morning, everyone would have to spend 10 seconds making a bracha that would slow them down? They wouldn't be able to collect even half the money that they collect. So I'm not saying it's the right teretz, but it's definitely something to think about. Another Indian about giving tzedakah is some people, it goes back all the way to the Arizal, Vashem the Arizal, that the mitzvah tzedakah should stand up before you give tzedakah. You should be giving the tzedakah standing. It's a chashivas of the mitzvah. I'm not saying, obviously we know a lot of people we don't, we're in the middle of davening, but if you have the opportunity, it's something to think about. Another Indian that's brought down is that when you give the tzedakah, you should give it with your right hand. It's a chashivas that we're always mad if the right hand over our left hand. Let's say brachas, we make a bracha on an item, we hold the food in the right hand. The other inyanim, so too by tztaka, when you're giving tztaka, you should do it with your right hand. I hear. Luchaya, then maybe then taka the left hand would be better if you're a lefty. I don't know, but I hear. The Birkei Yosef brings down, you can see on the side, the Birkei Yosef brings down that a person should be a nizar to be mekayim this mitzvah of tzedakah every single day. There are inyanim why this mitzvah is very important. We discussed some of them. But you should be careful to be mekayim this mitzvah every day. Baruch Hashem with the Mishalachim, they make this inyan pretty easy. All right. Let's go on to Siv Beis. Lo'olam ein odem ma'ani min atzdakah. A person will never become poor from tzedakah. V'loy davara v'lohezek miskalgel al yoda. Nishna, that it itself won't directly cause a davara, but even miskalgel al yoda, even indirectly, you won't have any davara coming from tzedakah. Shenem v'voyim ma'isa tzedakah shalom. It's a shleimus. You're not going to miss anything by giving the tzedakah. It's kedai to swallow this halach. It's not easy. A person always fails before he gets a tzedakah, especially if he feels that the recipient, why is he collecting? The recipient himself could go work. Why? On my cheshbon. But Av HaPikan, you should keep in mind, if ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, that there's nothing, you're not going to lose. We're not going to lose anything by giving tzedakah. Siv Gim. Sorry? We'll discuss in Yad Hashem later on to be magdir, who is considered roi or not. You'll see that more people are roi than you think. Sorry? It's a good kasha. Hopefully, Mi'at Hashem, I hope to tackle that later when we do Ma'isik Safim. But it's an excellent kasha. All right. Sif Gimel. Anyone have kasha on Sif Beis before we go on? All right. Sif Gimel. Kol ha-merachim al ha-aniyim. Anyone who's merachim on aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, merachim olav. Hagah, mida keneged mida. Hagah, v'yitin ha'odim el-liboy shu mevakesh kol sha'or panasosoy me'akadosh baruch hu, u'kumoy shu hu mevakesh ha'akadosh baruch hu yishme shavosoy, kach hu yishme shavas anim. So it's a double thing. It's A, the panasoy, and B, it's the kabbalah satfila. So to when he's making a bakasha to you, you should be mekayim his bakasha. Gam yitin el-liboy ki hu galgil ha'choyze ba'ilam nevach v'soif ha'odim shu yovay hu ay benoy, ay ben benoy lidei midazu. That Nebuch, even the person who is affluent, it takes one, 2 days, till Nebuch, you can have an enikul who's an oni, and now the tables are turned. That's chulila, when a person's family needs to come on to tzedakah, there will be those people who are there to be merakim and olav. All right. Dalid. I'm going through this quickly. It's each one. It's like each one is a musa seif on its own. But all right, siv dalit hatzdaka doicha es hagzeris koshes uberav tatzel mi'mavis k'moshiiru l'tzarfis. We all know the story. The story was with Amona. It was the times of Rav, times of famine. It was Elio. First, Elio was HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Nisim that Elio was provided for by the Arvim. And then when the lake dried up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to this Isha at Safatis, go over there and she'll support you. And he went there and she came out, had nothing, Akad Kemak, a little shaman. And Elio asked for food. And basically she didn't have enough to supply for herself and her family, besides that she was an almana, she didn't even have a breadwinner in the family, and nevertheless, she was Mefanes Elio. And Ayidei Kach, not only did she give up Mamish, it's not even a Suda Mespekas Labayla, she gave up from her own Suda to support Elio, and Elio said that don't worry about it, the Kat Shemin and everything will not be Nechzar. It means you won't, by giving this Tzedakah, being Mefanes me, you won't lose out Nishna Dem, even what you eat from it, it won't have any chesar and mamel. You'll always have this to be supported with. And then the story continues that Nebuchadnezzar died, and she had tainas on Elio because Elio came to her. That vis-a-vis klap Elio, she was looked at. That's what she felt, that she was looked at as a rasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being gaiva on her avainis, because in his presence she was not roi, and therefore her son died. That was her taina to Elio, and on that kiyidu Elio made chiyas hameisim. So you see from here that bereft tzedakah is tatzel mimavis. It's tatzel a that she was not she herself didn't succumb to the rav, to the famine, and also her son grada, she had a side benefit as well, that it was chiyas hameisim. The Shach points out, and it's of cotton base, that Hu Adin Mini Misa, it's also Matzelis. Nishnodem, it's Matzelis Mi Misa, it's also Maisef Esloi Erech Yomim. It's a Schus for Ariches Yomim. The Gemara has many, many stories, different stories about Tzedakah Tatz Mimavis, Kidu, the one by the Chasna. There are other stories. It's, I guess, this one, the reason why the Shukhanak brought this one is this is already in Tanakh. All right, Dr. Ramah. V'hi ma'asheris, and it causes a person to become wealthy. V'asa l'nases HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person is forbidden to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'im b'davezeh. This is the only mitzvah, this is the only inyan that a person is allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'ne'amar u'b'chanuni no b'zois v'goyma. A person is allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tzedakah. V'yei sh'aymrim, and this is a Beis Yosef's Hasaga on the tour. First part of the Ma'aseh was the Torah, but he says it was Masik, it's not true. Dafka b'nisinis ma'isa mutal nanasas HaKadosh Baruch Hu avaloi b'shat tzedakas. Mavun the Gemara that only by ma'isa you're allowed to. B'chunino b'zois was only said by ma'isa. Seems like from the Ramah there's 2 days, one's old tzedakah and one's ma'isa. Nachrenim mefarish the Ramah that it seems from the Ramah that even the second day holds ma'isa, even ma'isa k'zofim. Otherwise, why is he bringing it down? We don't have. Why is he putting it over here? Because tzedakah. It's mashing the Ramah, even the Maisa Ksafim. When they jump on him, it's not true. The Shalakah, the others jump, that's not true. That this Bechuni number Zois, that's Mavun the Gemara, was only Gazak by Maisa Tvua, not by Maisa Ksafim. So Mamela, it's 2 days. I wouldn't tell you to go ahead and do this test, but at least there's this Inyan, and the Achrenim always discuss this Inyan that it makes a person wealthy. That Inyan, which we'll see, look at the Shaqim, B'davazeh, why you let a test with this? Shavada yovoi k'mosh amru chazal aser ta aser aser b'shul shetis asher. Person should give off mice in order that she should be zeicha to wealth. Now, if you learn that this mitzvah was only gezak, this inyan was only gezak by mice tvua, so it's kenzain, it's muzbar to say that the inyan of aser b'shul shetis asher was also only said by mice tvua. If you learn it goes on old stalkers, and it was said by old stalkers. However, they are afraid for some reason, nemon, that even if the Bechunini no Bezois wasn't said by all tzedakas, but this Inyan of Aseh B'Shreel Shetes Asher was said by all Inyan of tzedakas. It's Gredo Makleikas Achreinim, but it's Mavun a lot of Achreinim like that. Once the Shach brings it down, what's this Inyan of Aseh B'Shreel Shetes Asher? So, I nemdon a tait, I mean there's no nukudas, but I nemdon kipchuta, Aseh B'Shreel Shetes Asher. The pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk is aser tis aser with a sin, not a shin. So Shailas Yavitz learned like that, and he wants to know why the Chazal mahapich the kavanas amila from aser to asher to inyan of wealth. However, if you look in the Rishonim learned a different pshat entirely in this drasha of aser b'shvil shetis aser, not shetis aser. You don't have to be mahapik the pirush amila. Rabbeinu Chanan Olaf Renod in Tainis and Daftes and Aleph says, and I'll quote, he says, pirush, what does it mean aser b'shvil shetis aser? Aser kidei sheyirbe kinyoncha, they should become wealthy, v'ta aser oid pa'amam acherim. By doing this mitzvah of aser, of giving maaser, you should be zeicher to become wealthy, that you'll be able to be mekayim this mitzvah numerous times in the future. Be able to be mekayim the inyan of maaser in the future. That means it's not aser b'shul shetis aser, it's mainly you become wealthy, is because you'll have the wherewithal to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of maaser. Rabbi Yankiv Kamnetzka Zatzal used to say this over. I don't know if he used to quote the Rabbeinu Kanana, but he used to say it over by himself, that mention make a toys, they think it's aser b'shul shetis aser, it's a toys, it's aser b'shul shetis aser. That means, if that's pshat in the drasha, it means it's not enough to give maaser now, it's not enough to give tzedakah now. You have to have the commitment. In that nesina has to be a commitment, a devotion to future tzedakah. Therefore, you should be able to be, with that, you're zoicha, aser b'shul shetis aser. Someone who's going to give tzedakah could be goyva al yitzra to give tzedakah once, but lav dafki is going to give it in the future, make a tzedakah kodesh baruch hu should give him wealth. We don't have this haftoch of aser b'shul shetis aser. He's not going to give it in the future. It's someone who who's devoted and committed to give tzedakah, he'll be zoicha to aser b'shul shetis aser. There's a sheet of Mekabetzis and Ksubis Taf Nun Umar Aleph, who teaches a posik, he's actually teaches a medrash who teaches the posik. The posik says, Pizar Nason Levinyonim Vitzitkosa Yemedes La'ad. If a person gives to anim, to avyonim, it's even worse than anim, Tzitkosa Yemedes La'ad. What does it mean, Tzitkosa Yemedes La'ad? So, Kipshuta, it means that it goes on to account. When a person gives tzedakah, you can never take it away. If a person becomes wealthy, never tomorrow he could lose his fortune. And what does he have from it? Nothing. If a person gives tzedakah, lo miyad, that's gerechen, that wealth that a person gave away can never be taken from him. Tzedkasa is a medesla. That's kipshutai lakharim. But the shita says a different pshat. The shita says a pshat, I guess, the Bederach, what we're discussing, like Rabbeinu Chananel, and he said, Tzidkosa Yemed Eslad, what does it mean? The Lo'oilam, forever. A person is devoted to Tzedakah. Lo'oilam, forever after, Yiloi Momen Kedei Lasit Tzedakah. Tzidkosa, his Maisit Nisinet Tzedakah, his ability to give Tzedakah, his Maisit Tzedakah, Yemed Eslad, who will always be in that position that he'll be able to give Tzedakah. Tzidkosa Yemed Eslad. And I would like to take it even further. What is Emedes La'ad? Emedes La'ad means La'ad. It doesn't mean Emedes for a long time. Emedes La'ad, very often we see, and this is really a different Gemara, Maim HaChazal, very often we see that you have a wealthy mishpacha, let's talk about a gvir adir, his nifta, and his children are also gvirim, and then their nifta, and their children also gvirim. Kilo, their family is destined to wealth. And people think, yeah, shkoyach, they inherited the wealth. It's very easy to become wealthy if you inherit wealth. But you see, it's not true. You see, very often, I know, just while I'm speaking, I know many families, just coming to mind, is that their children become wealthy, nothing to do with the father's business. Not because of the father, not because of the wealth. The father could still be alive, and the kids are wealthy. Has nothing to their wealth, the source of their wealth, didn't come from their father's portfolio. And the Chazal already say, what's pshat in this? What's pshat that we see in that kilulat, Aisha was nitten b'yusha, wasn't even nitten b'yusha, but you see that it's kaim in the family. And the Chazal say, and I'll just bring it out a little more, but it's basically a maimah Chazal, and that is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives wealth to people who know what to do with their wealth. Kodesh Baruch Hu entrusted you with money, it's a bekodin Chazal, say a bunch of mamari Chazal, but it's a bekodin that a Kodesh Baruch Hu invested by you. If you know what to do with it, if you act responsibly, you know what to do with it, so then your ish neman, your good baal pekodin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues and gives you that wealth. Just like every single mitzvah needs shimush and needs a messiah. I shouldn't say needs a messiah, but it's definitely better with a messiah, with chinuch. So people who are more, who daven better, very often you see that their father davens better. The father davens more b'mesinus. Every single mitzvah that we do, the way we make kiddush, the way we treat people, the way we do achnasas arachim, we learn it in the home. people who are devoted and committed to tzedakah, a fringe benefit that they have is that they're machanech their children how to give tzedakah. People are sometimes goinim in how they give tzedakah, how they make sure that the oni is not embarrassed. The way they give the tzedakah, the amount they give tzedakah, the tafkid and the tachlis, to which nitzrochim. It's a parsha, it's a sugya. It's a sugya that either we can go through and learn it and break our heads on it, and hopefully we'll get there, but then we're like Balei Tshuva, no better. But some people get it through Musari and through Chinuch, that they see it in their parents' home. And if you have somebody who is a Baal Tzedakah, and usually the known Baal Tzedakah are those that are blessed with wealth as well, what happens is that the children are mechunach in how to give tzedakah. And Mamela Kodesh Baruch Hu says, hey, I got a great Baal Pekodin here. Forget the father's wealth. That child is also mechunach and knows how to give tzedakah. I'm going to make sure he becomes wealthy too. And it goes on in Darius. And as the Darius lose that chinuch, then they'll lose their money as well. Because they're no longer Baal Pekodinis to be entrusted with that wealth. So it's tzedkasa yinedes lad, a person who gives tzedakah and is mechunach and knows how and the proper way of giving tzedakah. It's yinedes lad, because not only for him, but it's for doiris, for his children and grandchildren who are mechunach and the oifen of tzedakah, they too are going to be zeicha to that wealth, to be able to be tzedkasa yinedes lad, to do future tzedakah. There's a sifsei koyin, it's not the shak. It's as if he was a katvain on a chumash, and he teaches similarly a pasuk like that as well. As well, when they're talking about the chayachik imak, when they're talking about the chzakta boy to be mechayel achis imak to give it to be mefranis people, the lashon pasuk is vechzakta boy, and he teaches up. It's maybe it's a pisoid, but he teaches up vechzakta boy is what you're really doing, and a person is mefranis other people. Bedera Kovet, he's being vechzakta boy, he's holding on to this galgel. Right? You have what we just talked before, that's a galgel achayza, that the tables will be turned, the next generation, two generations, now these people will be on the aniyim, and those people will be the ashiyim, those people will be wealthy. The Sifsei Koyin says that when a person is devoted and committed to the oifen, how he gives tzedakah, vechzakta boy, he does it properly, then vechzakta boy, what he's really doing is he's holding on to this galgel. He's saying, he's not allowing the tables to be turned. He's not allowing that he or his family should now be on the other side and becoming aniyim. Lo'ilu me'ad, he'll be from the noisnim v'lo'im min ha'makablam. He'll be from those who are capable of being ve'exacta boy to acherim rather than to being on the side of needing to come on to that ve'exacta boy. He's holding on to that matzav. It's powerful. Dvarim, and we can go on and on with Mamre Chazal. I don't know more offhand, I don't know of any other Indian in Chazal that's talked about as much in Shas, in Maisim and stories as much as the Indian of Tzedakah. Alright, but we have to go on to learn more halachas, but it's something to know about, it's something to think about, I think it's something to digest. If you look in the Pesukei Teshuvah Sifkat Aleph, it says that this Indian that you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become wealthy, to become wealthy, that you're permitted to do. That's also lanasis. You're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This heta was only aser b'shvil shetezase. That's the only heta that you have. That's the only form of test. That's the only bechina that you have. In this test, you're not allowed to use the Indian of tzedakah for other toivis, for other kickbacks, for other you'll have a good shidduch, or your sons will live. That you're not allowed to do. The Chazal discussed the Indian of giving tzedakah menashe yichyeh b'ni, shaloi l'shma bal l'shma in other inyanim. But the test of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if I give it, you know, I'm an ass, and if not, you know, I want this test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Indian of a test is only allowed for wealth. It's not a test for other inyanim. That's a good point. The Shach says, and that's Lachari what he says as well, Gradi Yom Mechavin to the Mishnah's Kachamim, is that if you look at the Shach says, Kim B'davazeh Shevada Yovoy. So here we have a Havtocha that is going to happen. So you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chulil Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yecholis to make Yichyu B'ni and a good Shidduch for B'ni, whatever it is. But like you said, that yes, you have no Havtocha that it's going to happen, it's a poor test. What are you going to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To see if it's going to happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Yochel, Yizichah can make it happen. But he never gave you Havtocha that it will happen, so therefore you can't test him on that. The only time he gave you that Havtocha was at Lagabi, HaSeh B'Shur Shatazasa. That's when he gave you that Havtocha, that's when you're allowed to test him. Because we're not testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's like a Shalolishma type of tzaka maybe. But we see the Indian that you'll see Mitzvah Hashem that you can give Laskaris Neshomis and the other Inyanim Kapara, the Inyanim of giving tzaka. So if you're asking a person to Dam, it might be one of the Inyanim, but it's not this. You're not talking about a testing. The Inyan of test could only be B'Shir Shetizasen. What?
You're giving the money to an
Ani, right. No, you can give him money to daven, but you want to know how to test Shabbat, it's not a test. I mean, it's very nice to give money if you want him to be daven on your behalf. Very nice. But this test, Nela test HaKadosh Baruch Hu to determine, if he's right or wrong, Kulilo, that test was only allowed over here because, like you said, it's Avtocha that Razucha happened. Naiva. Hoshalis, how do you allow to be Makariv people if, let's say, you have people by Yisaid, if they're fry, if you know that they're not going to make a bracha, or your Shasha, they're not going to make a bracha, to shalom amongst the Paiskim what to do practically, consult your halakhic authority. But la halacha shaitan shulchanor karakhaim that you're not allowed to give somebody food if you have a chashash that he's not going to make a bracha. Nevertheless, over there the halacha is, and you look in the Gemara Mishnah, is after in noisan lecha alamisha yadei boi shiyavarek mekom makom laani motalitin. For an ani, you're allowed to give tzedakah. Uvitaz, why? Why is he allowed to give a tzedakah? You're giving him a piece of food. An ani comes, knocks on your door. Nebuch, it's cold outside. He's been collecting for hours. You invite him inside to give him a hot coffee. He might not make a bracha on that coffee. How are you allowed to do that? Even if it's in the summer, you want to give him a cold drink. How are you allowed to, or maybe better yet, if he's a real ani, he might have not eaten supper. Maybe give him food. I've done this many times. You'd be surprised if you ask them if they want a drink or they want food. You'd be surprised how many of them will say yes and take 10 minutes or 15 minutes out of their schedule and sit down for a meal. It's amazing. How you allowed to do that? They might not make a bracha. So the Torah says, Mishum de mitzvah tzedakah is a vadai and vizeh sofik. But this Indian is only a sofik. It's a sofik lifnei. If you don't know, he's not going to make a bracha. But this of a mitzvah tzedakah, you know Yizuchah being makai mitzvah tzedakah, ain't sofik mitzvah midei vadai. What happens if he's somebody who's a vadai not going to make a bracha? So now you don't have the svar of the Taz, it's a vadai or vadai. So Mishra Brua over there brings down from the Prima Gadim that Einu Chanami, if he would be a vadai, so you wouldn't be allowed to give him food because it's a vadai, you know, it's an issa against the mitzvah, you're not allowed to do that. However, he says that Ventzach, if the person's not making a bracha because he's a rasha, so in a chanami, it's a vade against a vade, but if it's mitoich oinsoi, that's why he's not making a bracha. That's not going to be a patur, like nifka michlal, your mitzvah tzedakah. That's not a patur on your mitzvah tzedakah. The reason why he doesn't make a bracha is he doesn't know better, he's an oinis, then you don't have a problem of giving him food. Adrava, that you have a chiv of tzedakah to be mefarnes him. And chanami, eitz is gewaltig. I have no problem with eitz, and we could do those eitzes. Very often you do it. Sometimes you don't want to insult him, but in a chanami, you could make a bracha and be moitzi him, make a bracha eat with him. Might be. Which one? Well, mitzvah tzaka. I hear. That they don't say. I hear. I leave that up to Taim Chet Tzaka to take care of. Chesky, if you want, he'll give you some time after the share. Okay, it's a good shaila, but just taking it literally, aser b'shul shetazash. You have to give mice b'shul shetazash. In fact,
Mitzvah Shem.
But you see, if the Yisrael was learned out from Maisa too, that was with the pasuk is, so it might be not just giving a dollar, it might mean, you know, being Mekayim, your share of whatever yechuyivim are of giving tzedakah, kefi hasagas yadai, or as we'll see later on, Yetzer Shem, when we learn Ma'aseh Kesafim. Actually, one of the makaris to Ma'aseh Kesafim is from Matoises on that Gemara. I said b'shul shetesaisa, they should give Ma'aseh. So then, b'zoy, then you might need to actually give a full tenth to be able to have this inyan. All right. Any other shailas before we go on?
If he's a Russian, is he stuck on the cloud?
That's a good shaila. It bothered me as well. You have to know about when Yetzer Shem will learn later on. I believe it's Reish Nanalev, the chilukim about mumah l'tiyavin, mumah l'hakis, pafasya, the other inyanim. You could have somebody. So you have to make him like a half a Rashi. You have somebody who's, let's say, mumu l'tiyavin, we go like the sheets of the shayinim, that you have a chiva of l'achyaisai, and that's how you can get it. We'll lean that, hopefully we'll get to it. Okay, well, Yetzer Shem, we're going to discuss about the whole union of putting money in pushkas. First of all, he didn't get it right away, but yeah, you could say that it's a kalim of the gaba, that zeichav him, so miyad, he was ready to whoever the nitzrach was. But what I'm saying is that with Yetzer Shem, we're going to learn later on that there are different types of tzedakas and different forms of tzedakas. When you say you give put money in a pushka, I'm assuming you mean in a shul's pushka. Well, the shul's pushka goes to lebeda kabayis of the shul or to buy svarim for the shul, but they're a klal. We're going to see different in yonim of tzedakah. There might be an inyan of tzedakah to give to an oni. What we're really concentrating on is the inyan of tzedakah to give to an oni. So a shul's pushka labdafka is mekayim that inyan. Okay. If you want to give to a nitzrachim or a learning or whatever it is, you give people coming around and you zeichet have anashim uganim. You won't chulila be yum mukshalim lefanecha not to have the curse of yumi anavi. Then that's an easy way to get the kim of mitz mamish miyad directly to the ani, and you make a mitzvah with real money right away. All right, let's move on to Reish Mem. What?
Where's the value of the means?
Oh, if you bring him into your house, I hear. I don't know the terrors to that kasha, but I would tell you that there's a difference. You know, like the Gemara says that shluchim mitzvah ain't a nezakin, but it's different when it's you're in a matzav of sakana, right? If you know that something, so if you bring a reputable, a normal ani into your house, parshas, nothing will happen. If you bring somebody who you have chshoshes already about, so that's a different thing. That shchikri azeka, that could be a whole different inyan. What?
Reputable, anybody wants anything.
No. What I mean is a normal ani comes to your house. I don't know. So far, every time I bring them in, no one ever did anything wrong with me. Baruch Hashem, I don't know if I caught any colds from them. Baruch Hashem, I'm assuming that everything was fine. If you're more nervous about what he might be carrying, you can give him on paper goods, although that's not really the nicest way to treat a nani, which we'll Yetzer Shem learn hopefully later tonight. Okay, let's move on, because I want to now move on to Reish Menches. We're not going to do the whole Reish Menches, because some inyanim aren't really nogea. We're going to do like half this even, we're going to skip. We'll see. But let's start with Halacha Aleph. Kol adam chayiv litim tzedakah. Every person is mechuyif to give tzedakah. Afilu ani hamispanis minat tzedakah. Even the ani himself, who's mispanis minat tzedakah, he's chayiv litim mimash yitnu loy. You give him tzedakah, he has now a chayiv to take some of that money and give tzedakah to other people. Which is a comforting idea, but you see that not only that, it's like mitzvah gereres mitzvah. You're going to have a schus in the tzedakah that now he's able to give with the money that you gave him. But anyway, every ani is mechuyif to get tzedakah too. Or misha noy lachare. We'll see in a shak. Or misha noy simpachas mimasharoy litain. If someone who gives less than he's able to give, bezdin hayukoyfin oisai omakin oisai makas mardus achiyitin mash amdu litain. V'yedim lenechasev befonov. You're allowed to be bezdin's allowed to be confiscate, seize his assets. V'loikem imenu masharoy le litain, and can take from him what he's mechuyif to do. To my knowledge, Taimchei tzedakah has not exercised that yet. But nevertheless, you see, it's something that they maybe should entertain. It's something that Bezin has a right to do, to be koifin and yoredin l'nechosef. So you've been koifin on a mitzvah saseh, on the mitzvah of lois saseh, on the mitzvah of tzedakah, you're allowed to be koifin. Now what?
The word ha used in the
censor? Sorry? Pashas, he did that to Bavron, when Bezin had the koyak to be koifin, I say. Now, what does it mean that our ani is mekuyev to give to the agai and ani needs it for himself? So if you look in the shak says, "Hainu, what are we talking about? Ki sheyesh loy panasase balavachi. He has enough to live on. Dimloy kein, if he won't have enough to live on, einu chayev litein tzedakah. He's not mekuyev to give tzedakah. Like it says later on, kedil kaman sim reishon an alef sif gimel. Even though he has enough to live on, so how is he collecting tzedakah himself? He's allowed to take tzedakah. If he does not have enough capital that he's able to live off of the revach of that principle. Which I told you before, that probably your what it means, understanding of who's a roi to be a nani is greater than you think. We're going to learn later on that a person is deemed a nani if he doesn't have enough principle that he could live on just on the revach of that principle. So let's say if a person is in business, so he can have schar and he has a turnover and he has a business. But let's say a person doesn't have a business, that means he has to have enough principle that he's able to live on just on the interest. So just let's assume that a person needs to live on in a year is $25,000. So he has to have enough principle, enough capital, that the interest of that capital will be going $25,000 a year. So now, in today's economy, interest rates are not that great. You're talking about, let's say, even a 5% interest. Let's say we'll put in a long-term CD, treasury, zero coupon, 5% to earn $25,000. We're talking about he needs $500,000 of keren sitting in the bank to be able to have $25,000 of interest to go around. So basically, a lot more people are roi for tzedakah than you think. But nevertheless, he has food on the table. He's managing nicely this month. If he has money on hand, he's mechuyev to give it tzedakah. Sorry? There was interest? Why not? Why not? You could say lend money to a guy like we do today. Same. Why not? Was that going grave interest? Whatever is considered misbanets, whatever it is, you're going to learn later on. I just said a person, rather if a person has a business, obviously he needs much less. But
we're going to forget that. Yes, such a principle, he could live for 20 years just needing it all.
Yeah, but that, you're going to meet Tisha, I'm going to see that that's not enough. Okay, but anyway, but the Shach took now. Ramosha points out. No, I said. Let's wait till the. I just wanted to bring out to hit home, but Mietzvah, really, we have to discuss when we get there. Now, the Ramosha points out that the whole Shach is talking about the chiv to give tzedakah, the chiv to give tzedakah, kefi asog is yad. But the basic chiv that we're going to see later on, the shlishis hashekel, the minimum that every single yid is mechuyev in, that's even an ani ve'evyan that has nothing is mechuyev to give that shlishis hashekel. And actually, Nachas Tzvi, that was his own teretz to the kasha. That what do you mean? Here, maybe we're talking about the mamish, the minimal, the basic chiv, and therefore even if he's an ani ve'evyan mamish. But the Shach obviously learned kepshuta that the halak was being called a real Nesinas Tzedakah, not just that minimum, and therefore he's that Stein is talking about such an ani. Alright, let's move on. I'd rather not discuss the Nyanim of Kfiyah, but there's a God, the whole lomdus of what type of dinner Kfiyah is. But I should mention really that the truth I should mention is where does the din Kfiyah come from? If you look in the Shaks of Kotten Gimel, Avagav Davi Mitzvah Saseh Shematim Schora Betzida, the Siv Lamandi Verechako, and we have a klal that every Mitzvah Saseh Shematim Schora Betzida Bezin is not Koifin. But here, Mikomakon Kimedekuban Nami Lavin, Loisikbites, Veloisa Ameis, therefore we are Koifin. So as the lav shavoy, that's why we're koifin. We're being koifin on is mitzvah tzedakah. What we're doing is not being yerdin l'nechosev, because his nechosev is meshubet to give tzedakah. That the place in the Shenim say that his nechosev are not meshubet to give tzedakah. That's why the whole kfiyah is medik has to be befonav. What we're doing is being koifin oisai to be kaim is mitzvah, or not to be over the lav. It means be koifin oisai to be mekayim is chiyuvim. There's a lot of radio. It's really my clerk is showing him, but I'd rather move on. All right, let's skip to Sif Dalet. Gabay tzedaka ein mekablin me'anoshim u'me'avodim u'me'atinoikis. A gabay tzedaka is not allowed to take from women, slaves, or children, eladov mu'it. Only allowed to take nominal amounts. Avaloi dov a gadol, why shechez kosoi? Because we could assume if it's a large amount, it's gadol agon of mishalacherim, they took from their husbands, their masters, shaloi b'shus. Otherwise, how do they have access to such amounts of money? V'kamahu dava mu'ud, what's considered a dava mu'ud? Hakol lufi oisha abaylam v'anayusam, whatever normally a person could afford. If he's very wealthy, so of him a davar mul could be more money. If he's poor, a davar mul could be even a dollar. Vani mili bistama, that's minastam. Aval mabal meicha, if a husband is meicha not to give tzedakah, afilu kosher also lekabel mehem, you're not allowed to accept even a kosher from them. So basically, if you go around collecting tzedakah and somebody's, you go to somebody's house and he's not home and his wife's there and she gives you generously, from Riyata, l'chayr from the Mechab, it says that you're not allowed to accept that tzedakah. However, the Pesach bring down the Bezmanenu that Noshim HaNoisim V'Noisim B'Teich HaBayis, they're like a Hapetrophis of the Bayis, they have the authority to buy and spend large amounts, they have the ability to give large amounts to tzedakah as well. Again, provided that you don't know that your husband, that her husband objects. I can tell you that there was a mice of my maternal great-grandmother. She was a person who, I guess, lived in a different world. She didn't hold anything to herself, and she constantly gave away all her nechasim, all her jewelry and everything, until, I guess, Bo Maimad Nofesh and my great-grandfather actually took the tzedakah organization to a din Torah to get back the jewelry that my great-grandmother gave. And God, he won the din Torah too. But min hastam, I don't know if we have to be worried about such tzedkis. If they give you amounts and a nice one take a bias, whatever is within their ability to be nice one take a bias, that's fine. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Gimel, not at the beginning but a few lines in, it says Va'ayim b'tshuvas noide b'Yehuda Shanishal, he was asked the following Shaila, Isha sheyada shebailam mekametz b'nisinas tzedakah. He doesn't. He's stingy. He doesn't give what he's supposed to be giving. Ve'inu noisim lefi erkoi. He gives, but not lefi erkoi arama. Ve'hi nesenes v'nesenes atoich habayis. U'mechalekes tzedaka lefi ha'oysher. So she has the authority. She's nesenes v'nesenes atoich habayis, and she gives out tzedaka lefi ha'oysher. V'yedah shebailim makbid. But she knows that her husband is not happy with it. She's makbid. Imutu lekabo mimeno. Is it permissible to take tzedaka from her? Basically, what is she doing? She's helping out. She's being mezaka her husband, Shalai Bafanov, to be mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah, his chiv kedin, his mechiv to give tzedakah kefi erika, he's a wealthy person, and she would like to be mezaka him, Shalai Bafanov. And she's not, nishna dem, she's also nice and nesenos, but take rabbi, so she has the ability, be'etzem, she's in charge, but she knows that her husband is makbid. Zakta noida b'yuda, v'heshiv de gezel gomeru, v'chelila l'kaba mimena. It's a gezel gomer, and you're not allowed to accept tzedakah from her. Even though it's a mitzvah and gevaldik, and it's his chiyuv, tough luck, you're not allowed to be mekabel. And he goes on, barichas, I guess it's cute. Vavshe bezin koifun ala tzedakah, mikumak misam ha'isha l'shefetes, how could she be that judge to be koifah of isha psula ladoin? Anyway, shalei b'fonim, the other problems as well. All right, but that's the halacha. Like I said, minastam, we don't have the problem because minastam, she's in a sense with take advice, and we don't have to assume, unless it's really large amounts, that her husband is makbin. Gradam inyan lin b'yis inyan, this is gradam negeh to other industries, not that, if it's tzedakah, koshkin, to other cases. If you have somebody who's purchasing a large item from you, an expensive item from you, it doesn't have to be large, it could be a piece of jewelry, we recently had such a shiloh, and she came into the jewelry store, and she opens up her pocketbook and like turns it over, and like cash and checks, I'm just saying, the maisa k'mayshahu, and cash and checks are coming out of the pocketbook, and they're trying to, you know, count it, and all of a sudden, the intercom, there's a buzz at the door, and they see in the video, it's her husband, all of a sudden, they grab it, get all the things, stuff it back in the pocketbook, and then, you know, they wait 20 seconds, and then they let the husband in. Yeah, we're just looking about jewelry, yeah. It's basically, you know, what just went on is that her husband is makbid, and she's really buying a piece of jewelry. Shaloi b'shusay. Now, rather it's b'shusay, he came to the jewelry store, but shaloi b'shusay, the amount that she would like to spend on that piece of jewelry. And that is, of course, also, it's a gezel, mamish. If it's also because of tzedakah, kosher came by other nyan, it will be also, it's gezel mamish, and tein l'kakam v'yakamoy to other industries. A piece of jewelry. Yeah, okay. Okay. Sorry? Tonight, because it says that you're allowed to accept a davar mu'ud. Whatever is considered raga, whatever is considered normal. How's he makin it to you? I hear the shayla. I'm not so concerned because, to a degree, we allow our children. It, again, where does it come from? It comes davar mu'ud because whatever is raga. It might be, if it's rugged for kids to give money to tzedakah when someone comes to the door, a mishula comes to the door, and that's considered rugged, so you may be able to take from a katan as well. You're not makbid. The family's not makbid. It's kilu. He's mitzvah from day one. Faket, that was his chinuch. Then whenever someone comes to the door, don't let him go empty-handed. Faket, give him something. It's done b'shusa. He's masking that his son should be taking his money. Shaloi b'yidiyasa and give a cotton could be mak to be said. I feel like k'bashis k'basheva with the rabbanon. All right, well, rather not go into Reish Lamed Hey. All right, let's move on. Siv Zayin. Adam Shua shenoyis in tzedaka yesim eroyal. Someone who's poor and gives tzedaka more than his means. Or he deprives himself. It's forbidden to request from him tzedakah. Scary. If you know somebody who really can't afford to give tzedakah, he gives whatever his chiyuv is, and you would like to ask him to give tzedakah, and you pressure him even by that mere request, that he puts him in an uncomfortable position. It's asad chulil, asad hakadosh baruch hu litin lifarimen. It means asad litin esadin. A person should be careful. It means you have to know who you're asking tzedakah from. Right, but you're causing him pain. You're causing it. It's not mespekas labaila right now. Whatever it is, you're pressing him to give something. You're causing him to be meitzer at least for the time being. That's a problem. It's a good shaila.
The
Gavik
stuff is very aggressive.
If he's an Oisha, so and you push him, we discussed last winter what's about Loi Sachmoid, we'll have other problems about, I'm not going into Loi Sachmoid, but over here, our problem here is that he's, why not? If I force you to give tzedakah, which is, we discussed. It's all, we gave a bunch of nafkaminis, but be aside, it's totally on a lois achmed. I have a chemda for your mamin, and I force you, and then you give me a dollar to do, and I say, you know, I really want another dollar. You know what I mean? How would they say it? Some are better than others, and they convince you to give them a second dollar. They're over a lava of a lois achmed, right? And we discussed last winter. I'd rather not. Well, Loi Sachmoid might be Mizrahi the Gzela. It's got the Bordena and Huchas Gzela. But what we're talking about here is not that. What we're talking about here is that you're causing him pain. You're causing him, you're forcing him, you're putting him in a position that he can't afford to give the tzedakah. If an Oisha could afford to give the tzedakah, I don't know if you'll have this halakha. I said, you might have Loi Sachmoid.
It's not right.
You're also Litin Asadin. You're causing him to be Mitzar Shaloi Kedin. All right, let's do one more halakha, finish up Reish Mem Ches. Even if you yourself do it, if you mafze by Yoyim. Okay, I don't have to discuss in Yonim Olay Sakman. Alright, we discussed those type of exceptions. Okay, let's move on. Sivches, Horeitu Litzkois Latzma. If someone wants to have schutz, if he wants to be Zeko, what should he do? Yikov Yitzroi Hara, he should be Koif Yitzhara, V'yachiv Yodai. It means he's giving anyway, but be machiv yaday, stretch it, widen it, give more. V'chol davu shu l'shem shemayim, and everything that's done l'shem shemayim, this is the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam says that why was it mono, all the different dargas of shemen for menachas and for menorah, the many, many dargas of the superiority, the quality of the shemen, if even for menachas, the first three dargas are kosher. So the Rambam is because even though it's kosher, but you always should give yafa mimna. We're training you, we're teaching you what's considered yafa, so make sure to be oyv nishtadl to give the yafa. And from there, the Rambam fears eyes, this is halakha. Reitzel liskat za'atzva yikav yitzoy hara, v'yarchav yodav, v'chol dovushu l'shem shemayim, yiyah me'atoy v'yafa. Anything which is shem shemayim, mitzad denoisin, always has to come me'atoy v'yafa shaloi. In bona based tefillah, if someone builds a shul, he davens at a shul, that shul should be nicer than his own house. Hechel rov, if he feeds someone who's hungry, don't give him cereal. Give him, you know, meat. Give him hayofa that you have on hand. It sounds like here, without any uftu, it's just pashit, it's a din in the nasina. You give it, it has to be mechelev. And I'll explain to you what I mean. I know somebody who likes
state quarters. He has a, he enjoys collecting them. He likes especially getting the new ones. And he is makbid that when an ani comes, a shnav comes during davening, he pulls out of a pocket and he sees if he has any state quarters in the pocket to make sure to give a bedavka from the state quarter. Now, what's a nafkamina to the ani? There's no nafkamina to ani. The word is, it's for him, it's his chalev. You have to make sure to give yavshe ben achazav. For him, he feels that a state quarter is a nicer quarter, he has to give me yavshe ben achazav. Tein lachachem v'yach kamoid.
There's a great maisa with the Kibishna Tzareba, an Oy of Yisrael. There was one time a nani who came to Kibishna Tzareba complaining that he doesn't have a hat. He doesn't even own a hat. Kibishna Tzareba got up, he went into his bedroom and took out his beautiful Shabbos hat, brought it out to the ani and gave it to ani as a matana. The ani was so besimcha and he left the house with the Kibishna Tzareba's hat. Afterwards, the mishpacha approached the Kibishna Tzareba and said, okay, Beseda, we understand that you love ani, we understand that you want to be a meitiv. But why did you have to give him the Shabbos hat? Give him your weekday hat. It's just as good. He doesn't care if it's a weekday hat or a Shabbos hat. He doesn't have any hat. He'll be so excited just to have the Kibishna Tzareba's hat. Why did you have to give him the Shabbos hat? You lost your Shabbos hat for good. Now you're going to have to wear a weekday hat for Shabbos. It's like the Kibishna Tzareba, punk faket. I had the same cheshvan as you, and that's why I gave him dafka my Shabbos hat. La'asad lovi, what malbushim is a person going to wear? Which clothing is he going to wear? He's going to wear the clothing that he gives away to the anim. That's the clothing that he's going to wear. So if I would have given my weekday hat, what would have happened? La'asad lovi, I'd be wearing my weekday hat. I be dafka gave him my Shabbos hat, so l'netzach netzachim, I could be wearing that hat. That's why he gave him dafka the Shabbos hat. Michelev shem b'nechosim. The commissioner has said that to the family. He's talking that he really had the kavana for this sif and shulchan aruch. You have to give mechelu shabbat nachasim.
I would like to hit home a little bit. Excuse me, because I'm really part of this as well. We have a large crowd here. I would like to ask a very personal question here. Everyone, Baruch Hashem, we all daven in shuls. Anyone whose shul is nicer in quality, means it's not, now of course it's larger, because the shul is 100 mishpachas, the only one mishpacha. But anyone here whose shul is nicer, more beautiful than the home, than the dining room that they live in, please raise your hand. I rest my point. I think this is something that we all have to take to heart. I'm right now standing in a shul that I daven in, and yes, it definitely pains me that we have cinder block walls. We have people in the audience who are on the committee to improve this shul, and I give them a yashakayach berabim. But nevertheless, it's something I think that we all have to work on. Baruch Hashem, we have a shul, we have a budget, we can't manage. I have no problem. Anyone here who tells me, anyone who would like not to improve his shul, I have no problem. If he tells me his house is uglier than the shul, then he shouldn't be mishtatev in the hachavis habinyin, in the beautifying of the binyin. He mamish his potter, he need not have added an inyan. It's a very nice, will be mishtatev in the grace of mitzvah. But anyone whose house is equal or nicer than a shul, I think there has to be an accounting done, what's going on. It means we missed the boat. It means we don't understand, we don't appreciate just the basics. What we've covered tonight is just basics of Hilchas Tzedakah. It means we missed the fundamentals of Tzedakah. We don't have the appreciation of what it means to do something L'shem Shamayim. Unfortunately, we don't have that sensitivity. I'm talking about myself, by the way. We don't have that sensitivity to give Miyafesh Ben Akhosav. We're going to learn later on. We'll learn later on about the kedimas, but I can just tell you that I don't hear people asking me that shaila when they're clearing of the plans of building their house. They don't clear. Should we build a house? It's more important to give tzedakah. That they don't clear. It's now when we're talking about building the shulchan, so all then we have a very gishmak alam de shashayla. Is this more important? Is that more important? Gavaldik shayla. But that's not what the Machab is saying. The Machab is saying that the shul has to be nicer than your house. There's not much left on the table. Nishnah has to be nicer than your house, but if you look in the Birka Yosef, the Birka Yosef at the bottom on the side says, V'yir b'zehirus uzrizus Yosef mimah sh'oyseh b'tzorach yatzmai. It has to be done more responsibly and b'zehirus and it's done by yourself. And he quotes Alderuk sh'omru perichelik, the Gemara Sanhedrin on Kuf Dalet Amud Bei, he says, on Shloimeh HaMelech, the Chazal were danning maybe to... And what word could I use? Ashrei Shloimeh. I don't know the exact word I would say, but they were danning to put Shloimeh Melech part of the kat, not in a Shena group, and comes along. I forgot what it was. Baskol it says, and says that how could you do it to Shlomo HaMelech? Shebeisi bona b'zayin shonim. He was so on top of things that for the base of Mikdash it only took him 7 years to build. It wasn't because it wasn't beautiful. It wasn't because it wasn't large and unbelievable. It was because he was on top of his workers and he made sure it got on. Ubeisa in his own house bona b'yud gimusham. His own house it took him 13 years to build. His house wasn't nicer than the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was clearly far nicer, and yet he was able to do it in almost half the time because he had a zehiris and the zehiris, and that was the... The Gemara talks about other milas that he has. Good. But you see from there that he did it bezerizis and bezehiris, and that was a mila that his natsos to protect him, that he shouldn't be nimble in that cut. When we talk about expansions of shuls and beautifying shuls, Baruch Hashem in Lakewood, a lot of shuls have been going up and been expanded lately. But I think we also have to take into account the zehiris and zerizis as well. If we have a committee trying to build a shul and it's already 3 years trying to build a shul, I have to ask, did it take him 3 years to build this house? If it took him 3 years to build this house, Gesundheit take 3 years to build your shul. If it took you a year to build the house in Avakasha, why does it take you 13 months even to build the shul? It should take you more bezeris and more bezeris. I'm talking by myself, by the way, as well. Bezeris and bezehiris. Means it's not just the yofish ibn achasiv, it's done under the zehiris and the zerizis and everything that goes into tzedakah and everything which is a dava kodesh and shem shemayim. Hopefully, Yat Hashem will gain and we'll be on the lookout to the sensitivity to do it in a nicer way from better nechasim, yafishim nechasim, and shkayak for coming. This is only, by the way, this is just more the fundamentals. Next week, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to be doing Reish Mem Tes. The beginning of Reish Mem Tes is my seksafim. Shkayak, Carlton.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.